Uka chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka.
Avengers Infinity War pretty much gets the same review as the the entire saga of the the MCU. Basically, if you've invested the time and effort and money into watching the rest of the Avengers movie, and basically go see it. I mean, it's good, it's well made, and it continues the story. If you don't care, well, definitely don't go. Now, if you are getting dragged, it is safe. The directors made sure that it was standalone-ish enough that you can actually understand what's going on, but you will be wondering why all those people are there with the funny costumes and all, so it might still be a bit confusing. But the important plot points will be reasonably obvious. Now, that being said, if you have a vague interest in it and you haven't seen everything else, well, just start with Iron Man and watch the whole mess. Masochists will actually have you watch the Inhumans and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'd recommend watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because it's overall a good show. Although I disagree a lot of arc stuff, but it's pretty decent anyway. Even the bits I didn't like, I still enjoyed, but that's kind of irrelevant. It's one of those things that's impossible to address without going all spoilery, but I'm really want to address the bit of controversies and scandals and rants that go around a lot more, which is probably more important. Now, the first one, and that's the really, really important thing about this movie, is that the actual title is Avengers Infinity War Part 1, which means there's a Part 2. You're leaving the theater in the middle of the story. Worse even, the story takes a detour by Captain Marvel, which is a completely independent movie, or sort of. Now, how integrated to the actual plot will Captain Marvel be? I haven't got a clue. And frankly, I don't want to know, because I intend to go see and I don't want to be spoiled. But it does mean that there's at least a movie and some content to come, if not two entire movies. So that's a good part of the problem. Check out the picture to see what's the actual thing missing in Infinity Wars. Now, they've actually changed the plot of the main villain. The original motivation for Thanos was a heck of a lot dumber than the one you've got here. Which is probably why he was called the Mad Titan, so it's, half and half. I don't care. I really don't care for those stupid universe-destroying villains. There's no way. Okay, I like the stuff. Big fan of Star Wars, I'm a big fan of all kinds of things that are fairly ridiculous, but the fact that a guy can punch really hard will not stop a creature that has the power to destroy the planet. There's a power level issue here that breaks my version of suspension of disbelief. So the big super villains that destroy when you start at a level of destroying, as soon as you pass the firepower of the Death Star, I'm giving up. Especially when it's characters. Like, okay. Yeah, characters. Like, people going around and eating planets and stuff. You've lost me when you hit that level. Now, Thanos dealt with. The next scandal, the big one, is the, obviously, you're in the middle of the story. There is, of course, a lovely Stan Lee cameo. The level of banter and entertaining interaction between characters is still there. The last scandal I wanted to address is a big to-do about the actress playing the Scarlet Witch. The actresses complained about her outfits. Of course, the scandal is about that she was complaining about showing cleavage. The actress, who's a, well, rather nice-looking lady, also has shown up in outfits that show a heck of a lot more cleavage than her character does. But I went and actually found a transcript of the original comment. She wasn't complaining that she was showing too much cleavage. She was complaining that she was still stuck in civilian clothes when everyone else has superhero outfits. She was actually complaining she didn't get to play with a superhero costume. That's her complaint. Her actual complaint. Everybody else, every other character on set, every other person on set has a superhero costume. Fairly decently conceived. And she's the one going around in day clothes. And she had a problem with it. I mean, come on, if you actually invested the next few years of your life in making a superhero movie, wouldn't you at least want to get the chance to actually put on a superhero costume? Like, why else would you take the job? Anyway, so that was the ranty here. If you haven't seen it yet, go. If you have seen it, well, go back. Okay, I'm exaggerating a bit. Oh, yes. There's another one. There's some yelling about a timing on the after credits scene. Eek. That they got it wrong. I'm gonna be vague again. Sorry about that. But you see, that I was writing rules for a role-playing game, just for fun, and distribution. And I ran into something which I refer to as institutional surprise. How long does it take for an institution or organization to react to a specific event? The question, of course, was how long does it take to launch a couple of TIE fighters to stop you if you steal a starship in Star Wars? But, that was the scenario I was coming up with, but how long does it take to react? If you rob a bank, somebody sees you, how long does it take to press the silent alarm button? How long does it take for someone at the alarm company? Do you see the blinking light? How long does it take for them to check it's not a flaw and then go through the necessary paperwork to call the cops? How long does it take for the decision chain that allows for an actual reaction from the organization? So if say, for instance, a starship shows up on top of New York, how long does it take before somebody calls the director of SHIELD and say, "Sir, there's a starship on top of New York City"? There's been whining about some, well, the Defenders, a group of superhero in the Netflix shows, which are actually quite good. They go in directions I completely disapprove of, but they're very interesting on the way there, or usually, most of them. And basically the entire fight takes less than 10 minutes. Unless the character was within a couple of blocks, there's no way they could have crossed. I mean, they found out about it and then got there before the fight was over. And that's also what you're getting in a post-credit scene. I'm thinking that the delay, and I actually checked the timing, the two events that are referred to in the so-called error are on screen 30 something minutes apart. 38 minutes apart. But that involves split attention. Basically, the movie shows a couple of minutes of the action in one place, and a couple of minutes of the action in another location, and then keeps on switching for that period. So you basically end up with something like 14 minutes. Crap, I should have kept my notes. I'm sorry about that. But this is believable, that by the time someone found out about it, got the equipment to check, get the report, typed it up, called their superior, who called their superior and passed it up the food chain, the difference in timing is quite justified. It's my opinion, and I'm sharing it. Enjoy!